about a young man called Nicholas Lean from Ballyduff in North Kerry. Nick has been living in Mexico for a number of years, having a great time over there teaching English. But what could have been a tragedy struck a few weeks back when he was playing rugby in Mexico and sustained a horrific injury, which left him in hospital, where he still is, and left him requiring three different types of surgery. Now, the good news is he's out of danger, but he does have a very long road ahead of him in terms of recovery. He's still in intensive care, but there's a possibility he might need another operation. And of course, he's going to need a lot of rehabilitation before he'd be in any condition to leave Mexico and return home. Now, some of you might be aware of the fact that a GoFundMe page to raise money for Nick Lean has been set up by family friends in Ballyduff. But we decided to find out what is the current situation with his recovery. So earlier, I spoke to his brother, Derek. Derek is ordinarily based in New Zealand, but he flew straight away to Mexico to be at Nick's side when the accident happened. And at the outset, Derek told me the latest on Nick's condition.
So Nick was playing a game of rugby here in Mexico, and he just went in for a tackle, but it was just one of those freak things. He went to tackle a guy. The guy knew he was coming off the ground, and it met Nick in the abdomen. So he went down straight away and stretched it off the pitch, and they initially just thought it was a bang to the stomach and he'd be okay. He was taken then, 45-minute drive to the local hospital. It was a kind of rural place outside Mexico City where the game was on. And they kind of treated him for 2 days, but he wasn't getting the best treatment in that smaller hospital, so we just made the decision to just transfer him by ambulance back to Mexico City. And so he currently in the hospital that he was transferred to, Hospital Español, it's called. He was diagnosed with severe traumatic acute pancreatitis. So he's currently been through two surgeries, and he's been intubated for 3 and a bit days as well. But he's on the mend, which is a good thing. He's been through the war now the last few weeks, all right, but he's on the mend, which is the main thing.
Oh, that's fantastic news. What was he doing in Mexico in the first place? Has he been living out there, Derek?
Yeah, so he's a teacher out here in an international school, and he's teaching English. He's been out here, he'll actually be out here 2 years in August, and he was planning to finish up his contract and move back to Europe, to Slovakia for another 2 years. But that's going to have to be put on pause now. He's got a long road ahead of him from a recovery perspective. Some of the doctors in here say that it could take him about a year to maybe 2 years to get his body back to the shape it was before the hit. So he'll be in Mexico for the short term anyway, probably a bit longer. It's all very much up in the air at the minute. We're just kind of trying to take it day by day.
I can imagine. And a really worrying time for your family too. How did you hear the news originally?
I have it drilled into my brother that if anything ever happens in Paris while he's away, that I get the first call. So I just got a phone call from him after we actually watched the game on a stream. I was in New Zealand at the time, so my parents were watching it from home in Ballyduff, and I was watching him from Auckland. So we saw him get tackled, but Nick, anyone that knows Nick will know he gets injured quite a bit, and so we didn't what it actually ended up being. But he rang me from the back of the ambulance just to let me know that he was heading for a hospital, that he'd be fine, and he called me in a couple of hours. He was expecting to be in and out in one day. But then a couple hours went past, and it was his girlfriend Monica that called me, just to explain what had happened, and I had to jump on the phone with this mum and dad, bring them up to speed, and it's one of these things where the next day is dramatically different to the day before. So we've been WhatsApping, phone calling, maybe every day, just that keep everyone up to speed with what's happening.
Yeah, and a GoFundMe page has been set up by your cousin Aileen.
Yes, yeah. We, I suppose when you're stuck in the middle of something like this, you don't often get the head up to look at the long term. And it was actually my family, my cousins, who are saying that we're lucky that he's getting real good support at the minute, and he's getting help from all of his friends over here, and the hospital staff is absolutely amazing. But we never actually thought about the next 6 months, 12 months for Nick. He's probably going to have to put his career on pause now for a while. He's looking at, I think the doctor was saying to me a couple of days back, he's going to have to report for regular CT scans just to make sure that his body's heading in the right direction over the next 6 months. So he's got a very uncertain, at least a very uncertain 6 months, probably 12 months, just to get himself back in his feet and get himself up and running again. So he'll be in Mexico for the foreseeable, and I guess it's just trying to set him up in that if you have bills and all that still coming in, so we're just trying to set him up and make sure that one of the things he doesn't have to worry about when he's recovering is the financial side of things.
Is the financial side of things. And people have been very good so far. I believe there's already substantial money donated to the GoFundMe page.
Yes, my cousin Aileen's been keeping me up to speed with it all. And I think when I was actually the day after Nick came out of intubation, he was very highly sedated. And I just said, look, Nick, I know you won't be too happy with this now, but they're after setting up a GoFundMe page for you at home. And even in that state, he was able to draw his eyes up and shake his head. But I think it's the support and the messages and the text messages and all that he's getting that's amazing as well. And so, yeah, look, I guess the big part for me too is staying positive. And he's 2 weeks now in ICU, and he's probably looking at another 2 weeks. We're waiting to know if he's going to need a third surgery or not. And having these messages and people supporting him is really, it's really good because it keeps him in good spirits, which is the key thing that he has to do to it all.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a very worrying time for all of you, I can imagine, but it's good to know that he's out of danger, although, as you say, he's a long road ahead of him. So, listen, how are his spirits finally, Derek? Is he staying positive himself?
He is, yeah. I keep saying to him every day, he's only got one job in this, and that's to stay positive, and the nurses, doctors, and surgeons will take care of the rest. So, I think at the start he was, hoping he'd be in and out in no time. But I think he's realizing himself as he goes along that what one day can be very different to the next day. So I think he's just taking it one day at a time as well. But he's in good spirits, and he's not quite able to use his phone, and he's. We're still kind of working on his lungs to get them back up and running perfectly, so he's not too talkative at the minute, but I do get a few head nods and the thumbs up and stuff like that as well, so
yeah.
He's definitely keeping positive, and just have to make sure he stays like that.
And that was Derek Lean speaking to me from Mexico earlier. And apologies for the sound quality on that, but it was very late in the night in Mexico when I recorded that interview with Derek. And of course, it's a long way away, and we were on mobile phones. And I think, though, to be fair, I think you could get the gist of what he was saying, and hopefully you could understand what he was saying. And it is good to hear that there's a far more positive picture now about Nick than was originally thought. So he is seriously injured and has a long road ahead of him, as Derek said, but he's not in any immediate danger. He's in the right place, he's been well looked after, and the signs are very positive. So if you want to check out that GoFundMe page, please do just look him up. Go on to GoFundMe, look up his name, which is Nicholas Lean, and you'll find all the details about how you can donate. There's over €15,000 already donated to that, so it just goes to show fabulous attitude and from the the people of the Ballyduff community and beyond in looking after one of their own. So we just wish Nick all the very best, and a worrying time as well for his siblings, his parents and his friends over in Mexico. But hopefully he's on the right road to recovery and will be back home in Ballyduff before too long. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but we